This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين بعثه الله شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه والسراج المنيرا. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Honestly, wallahi, it's an absolute pleasure to be in your presence, to see all of these glowing faces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of you. I said this yesterday and I'm going to say it again. These gatherings, my brothers and my sisters, is open for every individual, no matter what stage you are at, in terms of you getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us are at different stages, and sometimes we feel that we are not welcome at Islamic gatherings. My brothers and my sisters, it doesn't matter if you are the biggest drug dealer in Alam Rock or anywhere else, my brothers and my sisters, or you are someone who is selling themselves online, no matter what stage you are at in your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, the door of repentance, the door of mercy is open. So don't let anyone make you feel that you are not worthy of sitting here wanting to benefit, wanting to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody started somewhere, and Allah reminds us, كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلِ. You used to be like that once upon a time. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And then Allah showered His blessings upon you. Keep that in mind, my brothers and my sisters. Everybody's welcome. The door of repentance, the door of mercy is open. Barakallahu feekum. My brothers and my sisters, when things get really, really difficult, it's easy to feel as if though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has abandoned us. When the weight of the world feels unbearable and life's trials crush down upon you, despair can creep in. But sometimes a single good thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a glimmer of hope in His mercy and wisdom, can indeed be the turning point, the reason why your fortunes shift in unimaginable ways. To truly hold on to that hope, we must first know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Because my brothers and my sisters, you can't love something that you don't know. Think about it for a moment. That sister that you so desperately want, that bushra, you chose her from amongst everybody. And likewise, my sister, equal rights. You chose him from the midst of all the brothers that you could have what? Accepted. The reason why you chose him, or the reason why you chose her, my brothers and my sisters, is because of what you came to know about them. Tomorrow you find out that Bushra prays at night, fast in the day, and you're thinking to yourself, I've hit the jackpot. Allahu Akbar. And your love and your desire for this lady goes skyrocketing. You want her so badly even more now, right? The point of the matter is, my brothers and my sisters, that I want every single one of you guys to walk away with, you can't love something that you don't know. If we don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do you expect to love Him? How do you expect to do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling His commandments in a loving way? When life, my brothers and my sisters, overwhelms us, it's tempting to turn our backs on Him, to let our pain drive us away from the one who understands our feelings, who understands every little detail about us. We've all face moments like this, where the storm seemed endless. We felt like there was no light at the end of the tunnel, where problems piled up, leaving us broken and exhausted. With all that which is going on, my brothers and my sisters, it's so easy to turn our backs on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have all been there, my brothers and my sisters. We've all experienced hardships and difficulties. We've had trials and tribulations. My brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us countless stories in the Quran. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Tell them about the stories in the Quran so that they may contemplate, so that they may reflect. The stories in the Quran are not there for entertainment. They're not there, my brothers and my sisters, for bedtime stories or whatever it might be. It is there to inspire you the same way it would inspire the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the most difficult times, right? Do you not think that he needed inspiration as well with everything that was happening to him? All the trouble, all the hardships, all the difficulties that would come his way. And Allah tells us, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ O Messenger of Allah, we know that which they keep saying about you is causing you a lot of pain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send down stories after stories after stories, sometimes from Ya'qub, some from Ibrahim and the rest of the prophets, in order to make the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam feel so much better. For him to continue, for him, my brothers and my sisters, right, to cover that pain that he was experiencing at the time. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us countless examples, and here are some of them. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, just to show you, my brothers and my sisters, when they had good thought of Allah Azza wa Jal, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ that good opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the core of the lecture that I want to deliver to every single one of you. حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ in times like this, when we feel as if, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing this to take place? Every single thing that happens, my brothers and my sisters, it happens for a reason. Whether you see the wisdom in it or not, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, my brothers and my sisters, Imam al-Tawheed, the father of al-Tawheed, my brothers and my sisters, of monotheism, he went through a lot with his parent, his father, right, who drove him out of his home simply because he was holding on to the essence of al-Tawheed as a young man. Called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, warned against the worst of sins, and that is idol worship, associating partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, my brothers and my sisters, after the many trials he had already experienced, Allah Azza wa Jal tests him even more. He instructs Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to leave his wife Hajar and his beloved son in the middle of nowhere. Leave your child and your beloved wife in the middle of nowhere. No ifs, no buts. And he begins to walk away, not looking back. His wife comes running, Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, and she says, Allahu amaraka bihada. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you with this? He would say yes. You know what her response was? You know what her response was, my brothers and my sisters? Look at her husnul dhan, her good thought and her good opinion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Idhan la yudayyu'an Allah. If that is the case, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never abandon me. Allah will never abandon me. Now put yourself in that shoes. Imagine you were in this kind of scenario. What your reaction would be? What your thought of Allah Azza wa Jal would be? Right? And look, because of this husn al-dhan, this good opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought out from beneath her the zamzam that came out. When we go to Mecca, when we go to Medina, that zamzam that we drink from, right? Her good thought of Allah, that he would not abandon her despite her being left in the middle of nowhere. From the sulala, from the offspring of Ibrahim, came Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every time we go and do sa'i, after we finish circumambulating the Kaaba, Safa and Marwa, we remember Hajar. All of this, my brothers and my sisters, because of her tawheed, because of her monotheism, because of her good thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was thrown into the fire. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. He turns to Allah. He has that thought in him, that trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not abandon him. Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam, my brothers and my sisters, in one's darkest moments, Ya'qub's reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan serves as a timeless reminder for every single one of us. He endured the pain of not just losing one beloved child, but two of his most beloved children, right? Both Yusuf and then Benjamin. Despite all of that, he remained so steadfast, placing his trust entirely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the depth of his sorrow, he poured his grief. He cried out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one that could understand him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are told in the Quran, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam being quoted, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, I only complain my suffering and my sorrow to you, O Allah. Despite the overwhelming heartache, his heart remained filled with hope and a firm belief in Allah that he will be reunited with his beloved children. Do you know, my brothers and my sisters, what the scholars say? From the moment Surah Yusuf started, the chapter of Yusuf, Yusuf sees a dream all the way up until they were reunited. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was abandoned, was thrown into the well by his own brothers. It was approximately 80 years. 80 years of pain, 80 years of hardship that the father had to endure. And despite all of that, he remained steadfast. He remained patient. He remained having good thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would be reunited with them. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. Right? He said, perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal is going to bring them all back to me. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, I want you all to imagine this scene, my brothers and my sisters. He, Musa, and his people standing before an endless ocean, its waves stretching as far as the eyes can see. Behind him, the sound of Pharaoh's army grows louder and louder. The thunderous pounding of hooves, the clashing of weapons, and the shouts of warriors, right? All of this is behind them, my brothers and my sisters. Dust rises in the distance, signaling that they are not far away, that they are now drawing closer with every single heartbeat. The people glance back in terror, their eyes filled with despair. An unstoppable force bears down upon them, and ahead lies an immovable barrier. They are trapped, sandwiched between a raging sea and the might of Pharaoh's army. Right? Allah tells us in the Quran, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. When this happened, some of the companions of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they said, خلاص, they are going to catch us. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he responds back and he says, قَالَ كَلَّا never, إِنَّ مَعِي رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb, he is with me. He is the one that is going to guide me. Good thought of Allah Azza wa Jal. Good opinion, right? In the midst of all the hardships and the difficulties that we see maybe even ourselves going through, or the Ummah of Al-Islam, seeing our brothers and sisters in Palestine, this is how you might end up feeling. But my brothers and my sisters, look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. My Lord is with me, and he is the one that is going to guide me. He is the one that's going to assist me. He is the one that's going to give me victory. Right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my brothers and my sisters, despite the trials, pain, and relentless battles he faced from every single direction, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained unwavering in his confidence that this religion would reach every corner of the world, right? لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, despite all of the hardships and difficulties, right, the bullying tactics of Quraysh, this religion, it is going to reach every place that the night and the day has reached. Can you imagine that, my brothers and my sisters? It's only you and a couple of weak companions, right, targeted from every direction. And then this is what he utters. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He goes to Ta'if and then he's stoned. His feet were bleeding. The angel of the mountains comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, if you wish, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can get these two mountains and we can slam it on top of them. He refuses and he says, وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُوا أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. I hope that one day Allah Azza wa Jal will bring out from these individuals who have just stoned him, who have made his feet bleed, individuals, people that would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would stay away from shirk. This is, my brothers and my sisters, the good thought of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't end there. Even in the darkest and most suffocating moments, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never budged, he never wavered in his hope and good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are migrating from Makkah to Al-Madinah and they are now hiding in the ghar. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, idhuma fil ghar, they are in the cave. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his companion Abu Bakr, la tahzan, do not be sad. Do not be sad, Abu Bakr. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, right? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, لو أن أحدهم نظر تحت قدميه لأبصرنا. If those who were following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanting to annihilate him, wipe him off the face of this earth, if only they looked down, they would have saw them in the cave. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is continuing, keeping his friend so patient, giving him hope, right, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. In another incident, my brothers and my sisters, an Arabi, a Bedouin, comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he takes out his sword and he says, من يمنعك مني? Who is going to stop me from chopping your head off? This is what he says to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds back and he says, Allah, Allah. And he says this a third time, Allah. His hand began to shake and he dropped his sword and then went and sat down. Look at the good thought. Look at the good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went and he sat down and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't seek revenge and he let him go. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite all of the troubles, despite all of the hardships, my brothers and my sisters, he still has good thought of Allah. For those who don't know, and if you think that you are going through a really bad time, then remember, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lost six out of his seven children. Six out of his seven children, my brothers and my sisters, he lost in his lifetime. The only one that remained was Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then she passed away 6 months after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had departed from this world. The examples are many, my brothers and my sisters. I'll finish with this one example of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. One day the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed his companions to go and give in charity. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said, today I'm going to beat my companion Abu Bakr. So he had some wealth and decided to go and give this, right? He decided to go and give a portion of this to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thinking now, khalas, he's going to beat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes along and he gives all of his wealth to charity, right? He gives everything. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to him, what have you left for your family? What have you left for your family? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I have left them for Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His good thought, his good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will never be forsaken. My beloved brothers and sisters, when you are struck with a problem and you begin to think that there is no way out, you feel that there is no light at the end of the tunnel, then remember Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, who was stuck in the stomach of the whale, three darknesses, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, and the darkness of the stomach of the whale. But he called out to Allah Azza wa Jal, La ilaha illa ant, subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Called out to Allah with certainty that Allah is going to save him from this situation that he's in. Fastajabna lahu. Allah Azza wa Jal responded back to him right away. When you find that your family is the biggest obstacle in your growth and you improving in your religion, then remember, my brothers and my sisters, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was driven out of his home by his own father. When your body cries with pain, remember Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, who had more pain than we can ever imagine. When you are practicing your religion and those around you and everybody else thinks that you're illogical, thinks that you are backward, thinks that you are disconnected from reality, then my brothers and my sisters, remember Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who began to build an ark in the midst of a village. They laughed and they mocked and they ridiculed Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah tells us, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكِ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ. Every time they walked past him, they mocked him, they ridiculed him. قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُوا مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. You're mocking us today, you're making fun of me. There will come a time, there will come a time when we will have the last laugh. I know it happens. Social pressures. We start practicing and they're telling you, oh, Mr. Righteous, you want to now tell me what is right and what is wrong? And yesterday you was a drug dealer. And yesterday you were walking around with no hijab. Now you want to tell me what is right and what is wrong? I feel what happens, my brothers and my sisters. They mock and they ridicule. But hold on to it. This life is extremely short. When you begin to feel, my brothers and my sisters, bankrupt, nothing in your fridge, you feel like life is about to get extremely hard and difficult, then remember Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who would at times enter into the kitchen, enter into his home. دخل علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم فقال هل عندكم شيء. He would ask his wives, is there anything at home? The response would be, no, O Messenger of Allah. He would respond back by saying, if that's the case, I'm going to go and fast. This is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you are hurt by people who share the same blood, who share the same blood as you, your own blood brothers, then remember what happened to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, who was thrown into the well and then he was sold into the slave trade. Yet in the end, he became a king. When you think, my brothers and my sisters, of the massacre that is taking place in Palestine, then remember what Fir'aun done. Pharaoh, the man who butchered, the man who massacred, the one who killed thousands of children so that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would not arrive. And in the end, not only did he arrive, but he was raised in the house of the one who sought to kill him. He was raised in the one in the house of the one who sought to kill him, right? This is what's happening to our brothers and sisters. But yet we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have forsaken them. As I was preparing this lecture, my brothers and my sisters, the whole Syrian thing happened, right? And I thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly. You know why? Because sometimes we go through hardships and we tell people to be patient, but sometimes they want something a little bit more. Look at everything that the Syrians went through until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had freed them from the tyrannical ruler at their time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after such long time, he saved them. And I thought to myself, how timely is this? Imagine how the Palestinians were feeling, right? Imagine perhaps they felt that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. They felt, when is the help of Allah Azza wa Jal going to come? But then they see their neighbors who were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Remember, my brothers and my sisters, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the will of all. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. And Allah Azza wa Jal has full power and control over his affairs. But most of them know not. My brothers and my sisters, wallahi, thumma billahi, thumma tallahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory in the end for the Muslims after everything they go through. And remember, and I'm going to finish with this, that there was once upon a time you used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that you so badly wanted. And today you are living that dua that you used to make. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk.